'Twas an afternoon in springtime. Folks were jolly everywhere, preparing for an entertainment. Never dreamed that death was near to a little country schoolhouse. Neighbors thinking they would go, they would have a jolly evening at the children's little show. We could hear those children singing, the voices ringing clear and sweet. Never dreamed in all their joys of the fate they were to meet. But their joys all were blighted. They began screaming rage when our lamp explode that evening, stringing fire upon the stage. It was on that fatal evening they could not control the fire. They made a mad dash for freedom, but they perished in the fire. You could hear those children screaming while the flames were rolling high. Daddy, come and get your baby. Will you stand and let it die? Their brave daddies, they were trying to their little ones to go. But the brave old fellas perished, went with them up from the show. The little children, they were trampled in that mighty rolling flame. Others on that night were screaming, death was dealing just the same. There's a lonely spot at Cleveland, nicely fenced around and wired. There's a monument erected, tells the story of the fire. You could hear those children screaming while the flames were rolling high. Daddy, come and get your baby. Will you stand and let it die?
And by Bart's CD Cellar. Located at 1015 Pearl Street at the west end of the Pearl Street Mall, Bart's is open 7 days a week and stocks the music you love. Bart's carries over 85,000 titles that travel well beyond the clutter of commercial radio. In addition to its upstairs vinyl attic, Bart's buys, sells, and trades music. Bart's carries jazz, funk, hip-hop, rock, folk, and many others. For more information, 303-447-8150.
Thank you. When you're weary and worn out and no arms can seem to hold you, when you're heavy and strung out and tired with no place to go to, and the times feel for certain that nobody's hurting like you do, bring your heartache and smile and we'll walk as many miles as we have to. When the people you've known wave like armfuls of smoke through the air, and the rain on your shoulders doesn't pass like the wind through your hair, and your eyes begin to fool you and fail you from the face that you wear, don't trust any mirrors, you need something clearer to find what you're looking for there. If the streets don't respect you yet constantly rap at your door, well, you know what neglect means, now you know what deceit can't afford. But to stand there like that with your heart in your hands, dealing for more, yeah, the streets will break in again and again and take only what you're living for. Since your body betrayed you, you've been so afraid of the cold. But what storm has pursued you that makes you do everything that you're told? It must be the ice that drains down from your eyes through your clothes. It first taught you your voice and now haunts you with it from the side of the road. Strange. strangers that pass leave their fingerprints on the glass, just so they can say they at least tried. Well, if the whole world looks vain through this tainted window frame, you're probably right.
Ramona, come closer, shut softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. For the flowers of the city, though breath like it, death like sometimes. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. You crack country lips, I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movement still captures the minutes I'm in. But it grieves my heart, love, to see you trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist. It's all just a dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed with worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. You've been fooled into thinking that the finishing end is at hand. Yet there's no one to beat you, no one to defeat you, except the thoughts of yourself feeling bad. I've heard you say many times that you're better than no one, and no one is better than you. If you really believe that, you know you have nothing to win and nothing to lose. From fixtures and forces and friends, your sorrow does stem. That hype you and type you and making you feel that you gotta be just like them. I'd forever talk to you, but soon my words would turn into a meaningless ring. Far deep in my heart, I know there's no help I can bring. Everything passes, everything changes, just do what you think you should do. And someday, maybe, who knows, baby, I'll come and be crying to you.
Well, Jeff, it looks like you found a way to make a transition into some early Dylan, and I think I know what the connection was.
What do you think the connection was? Hey, who hit that 45 button? That's kind of interesting.
Ooh, hey, nice background music. Well, why don't you tell us about that little, what is it, 1964 deal in there?
That's To Ramona, and that's actually, I've had that record in my collection probably not quite since 64, but probably about 67, and that's definitely a great, great, great disc. In the old days, Dylan was young and fresh and was writing kind of the allegorical stuff without any of the other aspects of what he got to later on, and I sometimes like that the best, that period. It's always hard to explain. I always like everything Dylan's done. Even now, he has some things that are relevant. But
Speaking of young and fresh, however, we sort of preceded that Dylan track with a little something here from a whippersnapper himself, Graham Lindsay, from his album Famous Anonymous Wilderness. How do you like that for a sort of a postmodern sort of dissonance contradiction there?
I was reading the liners there, and it sounds like he's a punk in the 80s. Everybody was
a punk. I'm looking at this guy's bio, and I really enjoyed that song. What did we play? That was from that album. It was Dead Man's Waltz, and it's got, picture this guy on the front. It looks real young. Born in 78, it says, in Madison, Wisconsin. 78, so he's a contemporary peer of mine, and as most good kids from Madison who were hipping into what was going on, he was sort of part of the early emo scene there in the mid-90s. He was punk in the 80s, doing the emo core stuff in the 90s, lived in New Orleans for a little while, moved to Brooklyn, then repudiated Brooklyn, says moved to Santa Monica, California, got mugged, wrote some songs, sounds like he's lived an interesting life. Anyways, he's done this kind of, I guess you could say, a contemporary folk music. They're comparing it to Baby Beck and early Richard Buckner, and you can certainly hear it all. I actually hear a little bit of Julian Coaster, Neutral Milk Hotel, and of course the obvious Dylan connections are certainly there. But if you like this kind of contemporary folk revival stuff and listen to what some new singer-songwriters of this generation are doing, check them out. Graham Lindsay on Catamount Records.
All right, I got to give a shout out. Thanks, Danny. That's actually a nice disc. It's kind of interesting. It's nice to see some of this folk stuff in a new setting like that. So
hey, he does
cool.
It nicely.
All right, well, we're going to do something I don't do too often.
Of course, I do have to say that about before we hop into that, this guy sort of reaffirms what I've been hinting at for a long time, which is that the alt country and the scene of stuff that we're getting into is going to be the next big trendy thing. Because look at him. He was into punk. He was into emo. Now he's wearing a cowboy hat. Hey. You're going to start seeing cowboy hats on the cover of all your favorite hipster magazines. Already everyone's wearing those pearl snap buttons. Just you wait. Pretty soon, Route 78 West. They laughed when we said 3 years ago we were going to start doing country music on the radio on a hip college radio station. Just watch. They're all going to be chasing after us.
I got news for you, pal. I saw the future of the rock and roll and everything last night, and that was this Jet with a band I really like, Kings of Leon, and Danny was there too, and we know that 70s rock with Molly Hatchet style riffs and guitars that are flying arrows and lift everything, use it all.
We're doing a long break, I have to say I went to a show on Tuesday. I wasn't too impressed with Hot Hot Heat. They're kind of derivative, doing that kind of 80s wanker stuff, but there was a band that opened up for them called I'm a Robot that had that 80s new wave glam stuff down in spades, down to like the little racing jacket and the mullet. It was totally ridiculous, but I actually thoroughly enjoyed it, and it gave me an opportunity to sort of do that epileptic kind of stiff arm dance. It's very hip. But I'm noticing that it's almost 6:30, which means we're about a half hour past a sort of tradition we have here on Route 78 West. So I think we ought to go ahead and launch into this week's Ennio Morricone spaghetti western pick.
But you're wrong, young whippersnapper. There's legalities.
Oh my goodness! Hey, it's time to read liner number 80.
It's kind of fun. This one today is something that we haven't had to do in a while, and it depresses the hell out of me.
Autumn leaves
Radio 1190
are here
again. Broadcast with 6,000 watts of power during the day and 110 watts after sundown. Due to the FCC regulations, we'll be decreasing our power shortly. During the day, Radio 1190 signal reaches across all front lines, north of Fort Collins, south to Castle Rock. At night, Radio 1190 can be heard through Boulder and northern Denver.
So if you are not in Boulder or northern Denver, you can log on to Route 78 West, radio1190.org, and listen online, or you can get in your truck and drive north.
Do me a favor, write your congressman, tell them this daylight savings thing they're going to do coming up, it's wrong.
I'm going to be really mad when they steal that hour of sunlight from us. But hey, what do you say we get into that Ennio Morricone spaghetti western pick today?
I just want to keep playing this background music over and over and over. That's all I've been doing. I've been lifting that record up for like the last half hour. I'll tell you what, I got an idea here. I got an idea. You're right. Let's do it. I think we can mix these, actually.
What's what they call it? Jeff, stop it. Stop. This is why we don't let Jeff run the board. This is what they call a train wreck in radio speak. That was hideous. There were a lot of casualties on the edge of the railroad track on that one, Jeff.
That ain't no stinking train wreck. That's mixing, man.
Okay, tell us about spaghetti westerns.
All right, I got a spaghetti western for you today that's a non-traditional spaghetti western. In fact, it's probably not going to please all of our listeners, but it's going to please some of them immensely because of the harmonica riffs. And this is a band that's coming out of England. It's called Ape, A-P-E. And this is actually something they did early on in the process of their early kind of forays into down-tempo electronica. some of you who are fans of the Spaghetti Western will recognize the thematic harmonica in this track here. So here we go with Snake's Pass. This is actually a pretty cool disc, so give it a listen with an open ear. If you don't like it, call us. All right.
And though you may wonder why, you are still listening to Route 78 West on Radio 1190.
him that the house is not for sale. We're still living here, how come nobody can tell? We're taking all the furniture, moving our things. Come on, little honey, put your head on my knee. Tell them that the house is not for sale. And calm down. Tell them that the house is not for sale. We could grab a couple sheets, yeah, give them quite a scare. I remember lying on the bedroom floor, you holding me, honey, kissing my soul. Tell them that the house is not for sale.
Adams, new one coming out soon, I think. Tell them that the house is not for sale. That's going out for Linda listening out there. And I'm going to keep up playing. I just wanted to break in and say a little fast thing on the set there. We actually overlooked one of the tracks on the Spaghetti Westerns that we've played many, many times. All this stuff off this disc, probably the best disc that I've picked up this year, for a few guitars more. And it's on the Dancing Bear label, and you can find the information on the web. But all instrumentals of Ennio Morricone tracks. And that was Dee Dallari doing Farewell to Cheyenne, and a nice job they did. And that's coming out of Ape, and they were doing Snake's Pass, a little hip-hop Spaghetti Western there on Radio 1190's Alt Americana show. And
it had sort of a trip-hop feel, I guess.
I've actually figured out a way to keep Loki quiet. It has to do with turning the mic on.
Well, you know, you're driving the board today, so.
Who's driving this car? I'll play you something I like here. This is coming out here in November. I think November 15th is actually the real release date. Here's some Richmond Fontaine called Post a Wire. It's a title track off the record.
Well, I don't care anymore for who was right and who was wrong, who was left and who was leaving, and I'll overlook everything if you can't overlook everything. I know you're worn out, but you know, well, I'm worn out too. that's minutes to hours. I know you're worn out. I know you're worn out. But I'm worn out too.
I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember. Only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
There's a dance that's going around today. It makes the couples swing and sway. Makes the sad hearts light and gay. The get-together polka. If you are feeling sad and blue, then it's the very thing for you. Find your girl and then you do the get-together polka. When you are dancing to the get-together polka, there's a feeling in your heart you cannot explain. You'll agree there's nothing like the get-together polka. Free you from your worldly cares and make you want to sing. So when things go wrong and you're feeling low, there's just one place for you to go, where the music's right and never slow, the get-together polka. There's a dance that's going around today. It makes the couples swing and sway. Makes the sad hearts light and gay. The get-together polka. If you are feeling sad and blue, then it's the very thing for you. Find your girl and then you do the get-together polka. When you are dancing to the get-together polka, there's a feeling in your heart you cannot explain. You'll agree there's nothing like the get-together polka.
from your worldly cares and make you want to sing. So when things go wrong and you're feeling low, there's just one place for you to go, where the music's right and never slow, the Get Together Polka.
Oh, everybody yeah. loves a polka. Get me a bratwurst, some sauerkraut, and a nice beer.
There you go. There you got your polka. You were talking about Oktoberfest and all that.
Well,
stuff that goes
that rowdy church that's kitty corner from my house. I live up on the hill, and I'll tell you, those drunk college students make a ruckus, but nothing compared to what those Lutherans were doing with their Oompa polka band all Sunday morning. They had some good food and some good homebrewed Lutheran beer, which they were nice enough to share with the neighbors. So I got to thank them mightily for that, and it definitely put me in an Oktoberfest sort of frame of mind.
That was a squeaky clean polka, actually. That's Pee Wee King and Getting Together. And, you know, we know you guys listen out there. You listen to the show. You're all getting together. You all listen to the show and talk about music, and it's all just one big happy family.
Swap records and have a little barbecue. At least that's what we like to envision.
Anyway, so I think we need another polka here. Here's the Big Hat Polka.
Oh, Tex.
And Tex Williams doing this one here, and that's it for the polkas. All right, guys.
Listen to the guitar ring, can't you hear that fiddle swing? When the cowboy starts to sing, let's do the Big Hat Polka. Throw that big hat on the floor, dance around it just once more. Get your enjoys like before, let's do the Big Hat Polka. Spurs a-jingling through the night, dancing to the music bright. Grab your sweetheart once again, tip your hat and then begin. Swinging to the polka beat, clap your hands and stomp your feet. Give yourself a great big treat, let's do the Big Hat Polka. Round and round you go, don't let your feet move too slow. You will be happy, I know, while you're dancing the Big Hat Polka. You hear that fiddle swing. When the cowboy starts to sing, let's do the Big Hat Polka. Throw that big hat on the floor, dance around it just once more. Get your enjoys like before, let's do the Big Hat Polka. Spurs a-jingling through the night, dancing to the music bright. Grab your sweetheart once again, tip your hat and then begin. Swinging to the polka beat, clap your hands and stomp your feet. Give yourself a great big treat, let's do the Big Hat Polka. Round and round you go, don't let your feet move too slow. You will be happy, I know, while you're dancing the Big Hat Polka.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. A ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming high and heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yi, riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, the shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they caught him yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Ghost riders in the sky. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. Trying to catch that devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yi.
You know, of all of the songs we play in this genre on Route 78 West, I think that Ghost Riders in the Sky is probably the most frequently covered song, and that is without a doubt the most unrelentingly, ridiculously stupid, pathetic, and just choppy, lopsided version of that song I think I have ever heard.
Ooh, scathing. That's going out for Doc. Doc and his... Ooh. Doc, you're a...
Doc Martin has the best record collection I know of. He's got all kinds of good stuff. Well, maybe you and Uncle Jeff are tied, but...
He don't have no press bandana. That's what Burl Ives was kind of hard to explain. He's sort of like faux folk.
F-A-U-L-K-X.
Something like that. Anyway, that's kind of scary. You know, we've played a bunch of different versions, and sometimes, like, you know, kind of like car wrecks, you just want to look at it and see what it is.
Boy, that guitar. I mean, the way he was strumming that guitar, it was just like this stabbing, throbbing pain, like the early stages of a migraine setting in.
You're over-exaggerating.
Oh, it was dreadful. That was a country clinker, to be sure. And I think we better amend things before we roll out of here, because, folks, this has been Route 78 West, Radio 1190's only source for alternative country, honky-tonk, alt-country, western swing, and all that kind of stuff. Unless you count that skip-pop scratch program on Sunday mornings on this program. They'd kind of hang more with the folk side. But anyways, Bob's Music Machine is coming up with all your favorite 60s, 70s, 80s, garage, rock, and punk. And I guess we ought to go ahead and somehow correct that dastardly mistake of that Burl Ives song. What are we going to roll out of here with, Jeff?
We got one here just fresh off the vine. Buddy over in England, Richard, he sends me these things just because he knows I got to have them. And it's Richard Buckner, come from the Borderline, just actually a couple of weeks ago. And Richard Buckner's been kind of a favorite and a mainstay of a lot of the stuff we do on the show. Interesting songwriter, great stylings, great vocals, really nice guitar. He's starting to get psychedelic on us. So here's a psychedelic folk song called Boys the Night Will Bury You. And stick around, Bob, in the studio.
We'll see you next week.
Hasta la vista.
first I suspected something. She acted so calm and absent-minded. One day I heard the back door shut as I entered the front. I saw him slam back of the smokehouse and into the light and run across the field. Killed him on sight, but that day, walking near Fourth Bridge, without a stick or a stone at hand, all of a sudden, I saw him standing, scared to death, holding his rabbits, and all I could say was don't.